Starting off first with the latest from Chiang Rai at the Tam Luang Caves, and the survivors are being taught to wear full face masks and practice breathing. Medics, including army doctors, have completed health checks for all team members and found them relatively healthy. A video clip yesterday shows the footballers with minor wounds and apparently eager to leave the cave. I'm sure they are. One footballer asks, "Can we go out today?" One of the Navy SEALs told the boys to be patient, explaining that despite his diving skills, it took him 6 hours to move from the third chamber of the cave to the current location of the survivors. The third chamber of the cave, which is about 2 kilometres from the entrance, is now operating as the forward command of the rescue operations. Lighting and communications devices have been installed there and also supplied with oxygen tanks, medicine and all other necessary supplies. From the third chamber to the flooded T junction is a distance of about 800 metres. From that intersection, there's a narrow and completely submerged passage that requires rescue teams to dive to get through. The floodwater level there is nearly 5 metres as of last night. It's also emerged that the 25-year-old assistant coach had sacrificed his own health for the sake of the 12 boys under his charge. The Navy SEALs who have been with the team have made the claims when they spoke to reporters. The SEAL representative said that the coach hadn't taken food or water brought into the cave when the party entered for himself, instead making sure that it all went to the boys. The action had made him weaker than the boys. He was also apparently well aware of the situation, advising on correct measures to manage the situation. He managed the light resources for the good of the children and advised them to stay still as much as possible to conserve energy. The Navy SEAL said he was there for the children and sacrificed his own well-being for their benefit. Rescuers in Chiang Rai say they don't want to delay the exit of the footballers due to upcoming rains and the possibility of more flooding in the cave. All 13 survivors are now familiarising themselves with diving gear, as rescue planners concluded yesterday that they'll have to dive through floodwaters to get out of the Tam Luang cave, where they've been stranded since June the 23rd. Speaking to the media yesterday, the governor said the fittest of the survivors will be the first to come out. The governor spoke as the floodwater level inside the cave subsided thanks to the powerful pumps, well-connected tubes and diversion of the natural water flow around the cave system. The easing of the flood situation has raised the prospects of helping the 13 footballers come out of the cave, where they've already spent 11 days. In the meantime, the 13 survivors will stay put in their current position whilst detailed preparations are being made for their safe evacuation. They're being joined by Royal Navy SEALs and are also supplied with soft food, water, light medicine, thermal blankets and diving gear. The marriage of a Malaysian man to an 11-year-old Thai girl in Narathiwat province has clearly violated several Thai laws, this from a former UN committee member on the rights of the child. He's urging police of both countries to take legal action against the 41-year-old Malaysian man immediately. He was responding to a report that the Malaysian man had gone across the border from Gua Masang in Malaysia's Kelantan to the Sungai Glock district of Narathiwat province in Thailand to have the marriage solemnised with the Thai girl. The man, whose name has not been revealed, already has 2 wives and 6 children and is said to be an imam in the village there. The case became a hot topic in Malaysia when the man's second wife posted photographs of him and the girl and their alleged solemnization ceremony. It's also been one of our top 3 trending stories at thetiger.com. And Southeast Asia's certainly been in world headlines recently, not only for the cave rescue up in Chiang Rai, but also for the arrest and subsequent charging of Najib Razak, the former PM of Malaysia, which has garnered worldwide press attention, with many news organisations playing up the developments of his graft probe. The New York Times headlines, "Malaysia's ex-leader Najib Razak is charged in corruption inquiry." Whilst the Wall Street Journal went with the headline, "One MDB scandal, Najib Razak is charged in court." The 64-year-old's been charged with misusing his position as a government official to receive a 42 million ringgit bribe as inducement to provide a sovereign guarantee on behalf of the Malaysian government for a loan of 4 billion ringgit from a government pension fund to SRC International. and the Thai Tourism Ministry has paid out over 66,000 baht to the Norwegian shark attack victim who was attacked by a mysterious sea creature back on April the 1st in Hua Hin. 54-year-old Werner Danielsen received the money with his Thai wife before he flew back to Norway last Sunday. However, due to a problem with his insurance running out, the payment still leaves him more than 200,000 baht short in his hospital bill. His three-day stay in the Hua Hin hospital cost Werner 300,000 baht. Meanwhile, the deputy governor of Prachyop Kirikan says the shark prevention net at the San Noi beach would cost about 500,000 baht. Discussions are still ongoing about finally installing the net, nearly 3 months after the tourist was bitten on the left leg on April the 1st.